tournament format, right? So, I mean, Zach's had, you know, Spengler Cup, World Juniors, Memorial Cup, you know, geez, he gets in that zone. And I mean, I said on the bench at least 50 times, they're not getting another one by him, so we better, one's not going to do it, but we got to get at least one. So, oh, wow, what a gutsy effort by him. Unbelievable. What's Crispy.
Round two, baby.
Round two, baby.
What's, can you describe the feeling right now? For yourself and for the guys in the
room. Yeah, you know, the start of the third period, I started shivers and hair started standing up. And I said to the boys, I said, look, I'd love to be out there right now, you know. And, like, that's only the second time since I stopped playing where you feel like you want to be out there. So you know the energy you're feeling and, you know, so, I mean, obviously I personally feel really, really, really happy. I feel really proud of the guys, you know, for being 15 hours on the bus last night, beginning at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, the staff, everybody came over, pitched in, and unpacked the bags for the guys. And, you know, we had some trouble with our per diem, so we had to get the per diem wired to Western Union, so we had to pick that up in the morning. And, you know, it was a bunch of perfect excuses to say, hey, well, you know, we couldn't get six and whatever happens in game seven, right? But the truth is, you know, Zach Pacauli literally won the game. He did. So, you know, goalies can do that, and, you know, he stole one, and that was the difference.
That third period, you guys came out firing everything. Really big difference between the first and second period.
We did. You know, one of our models have been all year is we know one thing. One thing this team can do, we know. Score goals. So now we have a hard time keeping it out of our net a lot of the time. And, you know, especially meeting with you guys and, you know, understand, wanting to know why, you know, Zach's numbers the way they were. Well, I mean, you know, we scored a lot and we allowed a lot. So, you know, one of the hottest topics in hockey right now is you need to be able to score goals to win games. And one of the reasons why we built the team this way is goal scoring and, you know, and obviously goaltending too. So after the second intermission, I went in. The only thing I said was there's one thing we know this team can do. And I repeated it two or three times, and each player said, well, not each player, but two or three guys said, score goals, score goals, score goals. And I walked, as I was walking away, I said, well, let's go score some goals. At this point, it's not, we know what we're doing, they know what they're doing, and I don't know if it gave them confidence or eased their mind, but they came out with fire, and, you know, there were some great plays and great saves, and, you know, a mishap on the bench, and it's my fault, but, you know, we stuck together and we got it done.
Has to feel good for you, you know, not only are you now in the postseason for the first time. City of Brampton for your fans,
yeah,
and for the team, you know, just knowing that they've got so much support moving ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, it's really an amazing experience to be part of something that's first, right? You know, this group, you know, our staff, coaching staff, the management, the ownership, you know, you always remember your first, and, you know, so to get through this round, you know, it's something special for me as a head coach. It's, you know, first playoff win, and, you know, you realize when you become a head coach that it's really hard to win one game, you know, never mind win a playoff series. So, you know, it's a lot harder than everybody thinks, and, you know, to try to rally a group of men that all have different agendas to flow in one direction is not easy. And our staff and leadership, you know, Brandon Marino, McLean, Jordan Henry have done a fantastic job. And, you know, one of our messages too are our young players. You're not, look, the season's over. So, like, Zach, I don't care how old you are. If you have something to say, you need to say it. And he took charge a lot of times, and it was great to see that.
Near the end of the regular season, I think I mentioned, asked you something about, is this team good enough to keep playing into May and June? Well, you've made it into May now. You still feel strongly, as much as ever, that this team could play for another 6 weeks?
Absolutely. You know, and really the main reason is we have some goaltending, which we didn't have last year, and we can score goals. So, you know, the other thing is, obviously, in the playoffs, you're going to get the best guy. But, you know, in Brampton in the past, we always got the backup. You know, we always got the guy who didn't play a lot. You know, we didn't see no backups this year. You know, never did we see a backup. And you know, we're always getting their best. And I know that the league was unsure about us probably midway through the season, but they know that we're for real, and they definitely believe now that we are. So, you know, the main thing is those guys in there, they believe from day one. It just takes some time, and you gotta show some numbers to have some concrete evidence, and we've done that tonight.